Proclamation number 7027 of 28th of January, 1958. Reordering of all things creaturely. Many people take the path across the earth in vain because their eyes are only ever directed towards the preservation and satisfaction of their body, but never or only rarely towards the one who gave them this life and with whom they should seek the bond during their earthly existence. These people are in the majority, for before the end of an earth period the spiritual low is far greater than ever before. And at the same time this is a sign that a period of development is coming to an end, that people are approaching an end, that great upheavals are taking place, because this necessitates the divine law of eternity. To cover the earthly course in vain also makes the entire previous course of development unsuccessful, for the soul cannot be conceived in a human being again at will in order to repeat its earthly course. Instead, it must cover the infinitely long course in the creations of the new earth again, as dissolved in countless substances, if it does not have the grace to be called away into the kingdom of the beyond before the end of earth, and there still use the short time span until the end for ascent. The latter possibility exists, but it presupposes the beings will just as on earth, and particularly hardened souls are not easy to teach in the kingdom of the beyond either and must then also expect the same fate, to be banished anew in the new creations of earth. Even if it seems to people that there is no divine justice in the face of the satanic activity in the earth, there is no justice in the world, in view of the satanic activity in the end times. This justice will nevertheless emerge one day and lawful order will be restored as soon as the time has come. And people will approach this point in time themselves the less they think about their actual task of earthly life, the more they only live a purely earthly life and thus their earthly existence completely misses its purpose. Then God Himself will put a stop to it. Then he will judge according to law and justice. A correctly conducted earthly way of life will always reveal the intimate bond with God, and people's thoughts will predominantly concern themselves with the spiritual kingdom, with life after death and with the soul's state of maturity, even though these people also stand in the midst of the world. But once they have recognized the actual purpose of life they will also pursue the aim, and their effort will not be in vain, for God Himself is with such people who will also make it easy for them to reach the aim. But only a few remember Him in such a way that they would like to join Him. Only a few live a spiritual life in addition to their earthly life. And that is why the hardship is so great, that is why we have to speak of a spiritual low which necessitates an end, a rearranging of all creatures and a judging of the spiritual bound in them. The turning point is inevitable and it will have spiritual as well as earthly effects because everything is out of order, because the earth is no longer used according to its actual purpose. Because people only live a parasitic life on it. Because they only use the earth's creations and its products for the benefit of their body but at the same time do not think of their soul, for whose development the earth was created as a maturing station. And thus the life of people and all creatures on earth will come to an end and a new earth will be created on which the spiritual can again continue its course of development in a new form or start anew, which is now no longer possible on the old earth. Divine love, wisdom and power will express themselves. They will bring everything back into the right order and end a state where God's adversary was unusually active. However, He was only able to work unhindered because people themselves gave him the right to do so. For the human being's will alone promotes or hinders the development of his soul. Depending on whether this will turns towards God or his adversary. Yet one day the hour will come when God's will stop the adversary's activity. When he will judge according to law and justice. When a new life will begin for those people who carry him in their hearts, who have given themselves to him for time and eternity. Amen.